Hi. Today, the first of two Olympic stories. Coming up in the next podcast, Russian pronunciation. You know you're going to want to dazzle your friends by getting the pronunciation spot on for all those venue names in Sochi and Russian gold medal winners. So listen out for the next pod. Today, a different kind of Olympic language. Judging by the number of amusingly badly translated English language menus in Sochi, there aren't many English speakers there, which almost definitely means there aren't many French speakers or Japanese or Norwegian speakers either. The list is getting longer at every Olympics too. There's a record 88 countries participating at these Winter Games. So what do the organizers need apart from an army of interpreters? Well, pictures, pictograms. The Olympics has been using them for decades. Here's Nina Porzuki.
The next time you go to the bathroom, take a closer look at the sign. You know what I'm talking about. I head for the stick figure in the triangle dress. Her head, just a circle detached from her body. You don't need to know a single word to understand this is the women's restroom. So what does the women's restroom have to do with the Olympics? Well, during the Olympics, people descend on a place from all around the world, and you need to figure out a way to communicate with everyone.
To create a system that can function so people can read it, it can help people find, you know, where are the restrooms? That's kind of critical, especially if you don't speak the language there.
Brockenhorn heads the graphic design program at the Maryland Institute of Art. She says pictograms were the answer. They're those stick figure pictures that depict each Olympic sport.
But they also represent all the individual aspects of the sporting events themselves, because as you know, bobsled's really different from ice dancing. That's a really challenging task for a graphic designer.
Today, they're everywhere. At Olympic venues, on tickets, and event schedules on TV, the first official Olympic pictograms appeared at the 1948 London Summer Games. They were simple drawings representing certain events, a bike for cycling, a basket for basketball, a pair of boxing gloves. But that was before Otto Eicher revolutionized the design.
Yeah, I think he's sort of the grandfather of the Olympic pictogram.
Eicher was German and was commissioned to design the pictograms for the 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich. This was no small task. This was the first games in Germany since 1936. Hitler's Berlin Olympics. The visual legacy from those games was the swastika. It was all over the athletic stadium where Jesse Owens ran. The German Olympic Committee was desperate to erase that image. So was Eicher. He grew up in Nazi Germany, refused to join the Hitler Youth, and ended up deserting the army after he was drafted. This chance to redesign the German image for the world, well, it was huge.
He was really interested in coming up with something that focused on the athletic events without any political agenda. It shouldn't have any hint or tinge of propaganda.
And what could be more neutral than simple stick figures? Eicher created a grid of 21 stick figure athletes, biking, swimming, running. They were so elegant, so easy to read, that their influence began to be seen all over the place.
No smoking, no diving, male and female restroom signs, the symbols that we see in use by the Department of Transportation. And this was all part of a larger sort of international approach to creating a visual language that could help communicate without words.
Eicher's figures were so simple and so, well, legible, you almost didn't even notice them.
We joke that that's why every type designer drinks a lot. Basically, we spend all of this time refining letters that people won't even notice.
Fabio Haag designed the font for the upcoming 2016 Summer Games in Rio. His font inspired the Brazilian pictograms. But if you do pay attention, you will notice changes from one Olympics to the next. Here's how Haag has inspired the designers of the Brazilian pictograms.
When designing the pictograms, they would actually print out the letters, cut it with scissors, and start to play around with the letters to see if there was an athlete's movement on those letters. So the dot of the eye became the head of an athlete on a pictogram, and the shape of the J became an arm of another pictogram.
Yes, the Summer Olympics in Brazil is still 2 years away, but the branding, the font, the pictograms, they're all created years in advance. There's even a promotional video highlighting the Brazilian flair. Because not only are pictograms global, they're local. Dare I say, glocal? The pictograms from the 2004 Athens Games resemble the figures found on ancient Greek vases. And the figures from the 2008 Beijing Games are based on a 2,000-year-old script written on bronze carvings. The 22 pictograms designed for Sochi are filled in with a patchwork quilt design. Think the colorful designs painted on a nesting doll. But they all harken back to Eicher's 1972 figures. And his legacy lives on for every graphic design student and for anyone who... For the world, I'm Nina Porzuki.
Wow, Nina. Interesting place to record a story. You can see pictograms from several different Olympics at pri.org/language or at the World in Words page on Facebook. And if you want to be barraged with a bunch of other language-related items, you can follow me on Twitter. My handle is Patricox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. Enjoy the games.